course, more and more artists who are recording in Tidal. Another who is here to celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and indeed a new Māori Hub platform on TikTok, is Thea, who's a songwriter and musician. And it's great to have her here to celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, but she's a staunch advocate for the revitalisation of Te Reo and has been making waves in the music scene since, well, 2016, and one of the most exciting voices in pop to emerge from Aotearoa in the last 5 years is part of her description. Thea, thanks for joining us on today's program. Tēnā koe.
Oh, shucks. Ngā mihi. Nui nui. Kia koe. Oh, thank you so much.
It's good to talk with you. And look, I was just, you probably know Nadia, and, you know, we've got these neat songs coming out. And, you know, we're going through all of our iwi stations. We interlink for this program. So, you know, a real celebration of new music. And last time around, we had sounds coming out of groups that we probably weren't expecting. Soccer Practice, for example, but also Muroki this time around. But you've been an advocate for Te Reo Māori for some time in your music there. Tell us how come.
Oh, how come? Because it's our chiefly language. And I believe that, you know, our people who've been robbed of our language should absolutely be encouraged and feel worthy and know it's our birthright to embrace our language, Māori first and foremost. So, yeah, I pretty much have been doing my mahi e tihi ana, e tito ana ki te reo Māori since, I would say, like, well, I mean, I'm writing for a long time in te reo, but I officially started releasing them as part of my project Te Kahu last year, funnily enough, in lockdown. And so that's been really cool. And so I've just recently released two more tracks. And the whole project is really just a way to honour my ancestors and most importantly, my supuna wahine, especially my kui who passed in 2016. And, you know, I'd been trying to figure out how to kind of deal with her passing and everything because she'd been so hugely influential, you know, hei pautoko manawa I roto I tōku ao. And so that's why I, you know, started Te Kahu, and it's been really therapeutic and special just to write music kind of to honour her, and also to see how our people have really engaged with the music as well.
Thanks. Your project Te Kahu, tell us more about it.
Yeah, so it's full name is Te Kahu o Rangi, and so my kui's name is Rangirara, and that can be translated as a couple of meanings, but beyond the heavens is one, or heavenly resting place, Rangi being heavens. And so Kahu is, of course, our beautiful red-tailed hawk, Manurangatira, and since she passed, I just kept seeing Kahu, like, everywhere. It was really crazy, so I decided to kind of honour that kaitiaki that's, you know, in my world at the moment, that I believe really is just her looking out for me. And so called the project Te Kahu o Rangi is in Hawk of the Heavens, or Rangi, my nanny's hawk. So all the songs are very much old school in that they sound like instrumentation and everything is either kind of more traditional-ish Māori, as in it's more like my song Ehine, for example, is just a Māori guitar, but like on the exact same chord held for the entire song kind of thing. And then there's other waiata like Rangirara, and then E Takuhia Kai Manawa, which was the first waiata that I released last year, that are more old school in terms of like 60s, oldies, and just quite nostalgic feeling and very gentle. And even the colour palette of all the photos and everything is very much earth tones and browns. And yeah, I think that, you know, I love everyone who's giving more of a modern spin on pop, I suppose, with Waia Te Reo Māori. But I just have such a love and adoration for our nannies, and just so long to hear more of that style music. And so, yeah, that's the reason why I did Te Kahu, pretty much just to hold all of my compositions in Te Reo so that I didn't have to make my nannies listen to my really alternative, more political punk stuff in Te Reo Pāpia.
Fair enough. TikTok celebrating Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. You are more familiar than I with TikTok, and some of our listeners will be well up to speed. Tell us more about this Māori hub that the platform has created for Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, but by the looks of things, going on longer than just the week.
Yeah. So the hub is pretty cool. It's pretty much like when you go to the app, when you go to TikTok, you can just find the hub on the main page. And it's pretty much got like the collection of some waiata that have been chosen by our Hinewihi and that you can make TikToks to and things like that. And then further than that, some artists like myself and like 660 have been invited to do some performances that are being really, you know, supported by TikTok, and pretty much just being ourselves and being able to celebrate Māori, you know, doing Māori stuff to benefit our people in this week as well, which is really cool. So there's a performance by 660 that's going to be on Sunday, and then I'm performing on Thursday at 8 p.m. as well. So it's just really cool, I think, because our people are really, like, blowing up and very, you know, popular and have found a niche where we're able to express ourselves, I suppose, and, you know, educate each other and Pākehā and whatnot on TikTok. So it's quite cool that TikTok's really identifying that market, if you like, and, you know, trying to elevate our voices, I guess.
There used to be some resistance to Te Reo Māori, but fortunately it seems like that's from an ageing bigoted population who had some pushback to more and more reo. But our young people seem not to be fazed by reo Māori, and there's an appreciation of world music. We can dial up whatever we like musically through Spotify and these various platforms. What would you say of the acceptance of Te Reo Māori by young girl music aficionados?
Yeah, I mean, do you mean like Māori and Pākehā alike kind of thing?
Yeah, just comfortable and enjoy listening to waiata I Te Reo Māori.
Yeah, well, I think kind of along the lines of what you've said as well, where, you know, on the whole, obviously, the younger generations are becoming more, I suppose, well, just, you know, it's just the essence of the younger people. Like, you're like growing up being more accepting of cultures that are, and languages and people that are not like yourselves, and seeing the beauty and in diversity. And so I think that that's exactly it, you know, for young Māori, then with, you know, I guess people like myself and many others who are composing and releasing in Te Reo, then it kind of serves to normalize their whakapapa and their identity, and hopefully just, yeah, just encourage them and allow them to be proud. And then for people that are non-Māori or Pākehā, then I think that, yeah, it's kind of just cool that they're able to embrace Te Reo just like they would any other language, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of racism that and colonialism that we are very much trying to push up, you know, back against in Aotearoa. But one thing that I've definitely meditated on is the fact that, you know, music like Italian opera and things like that have always been, or even French, you know, La Vie en Rose, and you think of all those songs, that have been so widely accepted and looked upon as just absolutely beautiful. Like, that's the goal for how, you know, Te Reo Māori is embraced as well, instead of, you know, I suppose, racial stereotypes or whatever getting in the way. So I think definitely to break it down, like we've just said, and the encouragement to see young people embrace Waiata Te Reo Māori just like any other, you know, language, I suppose, is really what I hope for in the future. But most importantly for our youth and our own, you know, people who whakapapa Māori, to see the beauty and the intelligence of our language. And that's, you know, that's their inheritance, and to be proud of that.
Kapai, yours is an interesting name. Am I pronouncing it right? Thea.
Oh, my name? Thea?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, you're pronouncing it right, yes.
It's neat. It's not a very common name, though, is it? Where did it come from?
Oh, so Thea is, well, she's the goddess in Greek mythology of the sun, the moon, and the dawn. So I felt like that ingwa is kind of like, well, pretty much like the perfect metaphor to describe my music, I suppose, and me as a person, which I guess is a mix of light and dark, you know what I mean? I really like to, even if I'm talking about something that's quite poetry or complex or heavy, if you will, I love to put an element of hope or something in there that means that it's not all, I guess, doom and gloom. And also with my visuals as well, you know, even if something's like rather tough or gothy, if you will, it's still got an element of gentleness and softness to it. So I think that, yeah, Thea kind of describes my music very well and me and what I'm about.
Kapua, it's been nice meeting you. Thanks very much, Thea. I'm looking forward to playing more of your waiata. But for now, this is a taste. Would you mind if I played E Hine E?
Oh, I would love that. I'd be honoured.
We have been to listen to Te Kahu is Thea's project. And again, 8 o'clock on Thursday on TikTok on the Māori Hub. Many other artists will be featuring there as well. But if you'd like to hear some more, then link in there. Thanks for joining us on Pākehiwaha today, Thea.
Oh, ngā mihi nunui ki a koe e hua.
Me koe hoki, ngā mihi nunui ki a koe. Here's E Hine.